Hey, GWA, this is Calibo Cat. It is Wednesday, September 17th, 2014, and I am here today to do Miss Tark's Ultra Sexy Music Questionnaire. So yeah, I saw music and questionnaire and I was like totally on that shit because like music is huge, something I could talk about for ages. Hopefully I won't be rambling on and on for too long. So let's just get right down to it. Question one. Choose one. Name your top five favorite songs, bands, or singers, or albums. I actually had to think of this one earlier, and I actually wrote some stuff down, so I decided to go with songs, and my favorite songs change on like a daily basis, but what I'm thinking of right now, my top five favorite songs in no particular order would be Oceans by Coasts. Concrete Angel by Gareth Emery. This Is What It Feels Like by Armin van Buuren. Take Me Out by Franz Ferdinand. And Radio Gaga by Queen. So you have quite a eclectic mix there. Question two, the first concert you remember seeing, whether it be in person or on TV. I'm not sure if this counts. I really think it should, but when I was really little, my parents went and took me to see Stomp. If any of you don't know who Stomp is, they're like this big traveling group that basically creates music with like everyday items such as like push brooms or matches or water tubs or just any just random household item, and they make really, really awesome music out of it. Let's see, a song or band that you used to love when you were younger. When I was in preschool and like kindergarten, I had this obsession with Michael Jackson. I remember because like I was like 5 years old in preschool, and I would look back at my little memory book, and they would ask us questions when we were in preschool, and it's like, what's your favorite color? What do you want to be when you grow up? What's your favorite song? Of course, in my book, my favorite song was Beat It by Michael Jackson. So, yeah, and I remember my dad was selling all of his records at the time, and I actually stole one and kept it in my room, which was Michael Jackson's Bad album. So, yeah, that was pretty awesome. I mean, Michael Jackson never really gets old, but I remember as a kid, I was really, really into him. If you could tattoo a line from a song somewhere on your body, which lyric would it be? And where would you put it? Let's see, the song that's currently speaking to me right now is Love Rain Over Me by The Who. And I would basically put that line, Love Rain Over Me, probably like along my collarbone or something like that. So, yeah. Did you play any musical instruments? Currently, no, I don't. Back in junior high and high school, which was like 8 years ago, I did play trombone for 8 years. And my senior year of high school, I decided to pick up the tenor drums and march in the drum line. It was pretty awesome. I wouldn't mind learning how to play some other instruments like string bass or guitar. Or actual drum sets, because there's something like really, really hot about female drummers. I don't know. But so yeah, I also wouldn't mind learning how to play the cello. Cello's pretty hot. Let's see. Is there a certain song that makes you horny without fail? Cosmic Love by Florence and the Machine. No idea why. I have dubbed that as like my ultimate sex song. So it's like if I would play out the perfect sex scene in my head, that song would be playing without a doubt. A song that everyone hates but you love. Dragostanditae, or it's more popular, more known as the Numa Numa song. I like it. I think it's pretty fun. It annoys the crap out of a lot of people, but I think it's pretty awesome. A song that everyone loves but you hate. I'm probably not alone with this one, but Turn Down for What is annoying as crap. I remember when I was in sixth grade and the Cisco's Thong song came out. Everyone loved it so much and everyone was like so excited about it, but I just thought it was really like shitty. It's just like, oh my God, this song is awful. So, yeah, there's an example of that. If you starred in any musical of your choice, what character would you want to portray? Oh, I'd probably have to go with Rent. I mean, and I would play Maureen. Probably just because she's like wild and crazy. And I remember when I was a senior in high school for our talent show, I did perform her Over the Moon monologue, and I pretty much rocked it out, so it was awesome. Plus, Idina Menzel, who was the original Maureen in Rent, she's just freaking awesome. So, I wouldn't mind being like her. If you were an exotic dancer, what would be your go-to song to strip to? It is true, every girl has that song that turns her into a dirty stripper. Mine would have to be, oh gosh, probably Cherry Pie. I don't remember who writes it, but anything that has to do with like candy or sugar or cherry pie or Sugar by Flo Rida, anything like that. Just real dirty and trashy and yeah. So if you were to record and release an album, what would be its title? Oh gosh. First thing that comes to mind would be Whip Till Stiff Peaks. Backstory. This a little bit about me. I'm a pastry chef and I'll be reading a lot of recipes. If you're whipping cream, whip till it forms stiff peaks. So if you're whipping cream by hand, you're just like working on it and working on it and working on it, and eventually, you get stiff peaks. I don't know. Maybe it means there's like a background meaning to it, like working hard until you achieve your goal. I don't know. It's just first thing that came to mind. It sounds pretty cool, and that's probably what I would go with. Is there a famous musician that you want to fuck? Oh, jeez. There's a lot of DJs that are pretty freaking hot. Let's see. Hardwell's hot. Gareth Emery is hot. Every member of Franz Ferdinand is hot. Other than that, I really can't think of anyone. I mean, if you would have asked me, like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't. Just like I said, a bunch of those DJs, Gareth Emery, Hardwell. Zed's pretty cute. Other than that, no one really. So, yeah, that was my music questionnaire. Pretty interesting question. Sorry for all the rambling. But, yeah, so this was fun. Awesome job, Miss Tark. Love the questions. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed listening to my rambling about music. And, you all take care now. See ya.